Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castle and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons and Vons in this episode, and we all use he, him pronouns. Vons is our furry little fox folk alchemist friend, and or our little burner buddy from corner at school that you don't talk to because your mom said he was creepy. Today, Vons and Vons are just trying to avoid seasickness.
Vons and Vons sounds like a law firm.
Doesn't it? It. I imagine they could use the services of a law firm from time to time.
I think that Vons and Gricks and Vons and Gricks and Vons and Gricks and Vons and Gricks sounds like a, a real nice...
Oh, that's good.
I know, right?
Okay. Somebody remix that for me.
I'll see what I can do. I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use she and they pronouns. Jesse is just vibing out.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the half-lick wizard. We both use she, her pronouns. And Wealthy, Wealthy can't remember how she feels at this point in time.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Grix, the high college student slash van driver. We all use he, him pronouns, and the Grixes have come down with a sea plague and won't be talking quite as much as normal.
Any resemblance to actual Grix is purely incidental.
Oh, quite literally.
All right. If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. Helps people find us, encourages us to keep doing what we do. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes, please. We were on the sea, on the way to Aya, and we had a lot of nice little conversations. Jesse trained the Vons and the Grix from the Green Day universe on how to use their swords. And then, because they were on watch at that time, they were the ones that spotted a shape in the water that they were pretty sure was a boat. And so we went through a skill challenge to escape from the boat. And that worked. And then we learned that Harper is from Aya, and she will be our guide once we get to Aya. But we're currently still at sea. That's it. That's all that happened. It was a very tense episode, and not very much actually happened.
Although a week did pass, much to everyone's shock when I mentioned it at the end of the episode, as was reemphasized when I went and edited it.
Nice.
But all right. Everybody roll a d10.
Mine's a 1.
I got a 5.
Likewise.
I also got a 1.
Those are some good spicy rolls.
Fucking goddamn it. We're going to die on the ocean.
I'm sure we did something to deserve.
You rolled once. The greatest crime of all. All right. So you guys spend a few more days boating about, taking the ship. You were forced out of, basically you were forced out of direction for where you were going. So you have about a week and a half left to get where you're going. But the first few days pass peacefully. You train, you do various ship-related tasks. You converse and bond and other such things. About the fourth day is when the weather starts picking up. It's not too bad at first. It's just windy and the sky is a little grayer than usual. But it's a little less spicy when the weather rolls in this particular environment. But it does eventually, the next day, start raining. It starts as the kind of miserable, constant rain that just will soak through your clothes, will make you cold. But it's not the end of the world. And then it starts raining harder and the wind starts picking up. And it gets to the point where you can consider it a proper storm. It mostly just means a lot of stress for everyone because the ship does not like storms, but it's not bad enough to stop going.
Okay.
And then two things happen. The storm gets significantly worse in terms of big waves and chop, and it's not all hands on deck all the time, but it's not any fun. And it's getting to the point where Harper just has them like, you're basically just waiting the storm out at this point. You're not going to try to get fancy with it. Which would be fine until the whales show up.
What?
No, fuck. Shit. No.
But we're not rich.
So?
I'm sorry. No, Adam, what the fuck does that mean?
Oh, whales like to attack the boats of the wealthy. Oh, shit.
Oh, the that's orcas.
Not a wealthy here. Oh, no.
Oh, it all makes sense.
Just throw wealthy overboard.
Dude, I can fly, okay?
Yeah, exactly. You'll be fine. The whales will leave us alone. It'll be perfect.
So as you may recall, whales are high enough up on the sentience, intelligence, whatever ladder that the corruption can get them. And these whales you see in the middle distance look very much corrupted and appear to be heading towards you. So Harper obviously gets your ass underway immediately, store be damned. However, that doesn't mean she's going to beat the whale, at least not at first. So you guys start cutting through the storm. You're tugging on sails. You are trying to make everything work as best as possible while slipping and sliding on the deck. And that is when a very big shake shakes the entire ship as, you believe, a whale collides with the side of it. Everyone make a dexterity saving throw, please.
24.
Ooh, that's a natural 20. 30 total.
What level are our characters sharing?
Yeah, just roll for your primary character.
Oh.
17 on a prime.
Totally forgot.
Oh, right. Okay. In that case, 19 dex is... Yeah, dex is prime. So 20.
Okay. You all managed to hold on. Some of you have your feet slip out from under you a little bit, but you managed to keep holding on to whatever you were grabbing onto and not go over the side. One of Harper's crew members is not so lucky and ends up hanging off the side rail of the ship and looks like they are going to lose their grip. Would any of you like to do anything about this?
Yeah. Probably. I mean, yeah. Like with my nat 20, I feel like I could probably help someone.
All right. Jesse, make a strength check to haul this person back on board.
Well, that's somehow or another nat 20 for 30 total.
So what does it look like when you nat 20, you pick this person back up and get them back on the ship?
They like barely had touched the side and I just sort of like picked them up by their like ankle. Like I just sort of snatched them out of the air.
Very nice.
Yeah. It looks really badass.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
We all stand by, do a golf clap.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm now like, there's don't a couple... let go.
Yeah. Okay. That was my plan anyway, but sure. Okay. Now there's a couple things that need doing, and one of you can volunteer for each of these. We need someone to keep an eye out for additional whales. This will shockingly be a wisdom check. We need at least one person to get up into the crow's nest and help navigate, which will be an intelligence check.
I'll do crow's nest. I don't fear death.
Okay.
I'd like to know what they all are.
Yeah, that's true.
Gonna say, I need someone to get up onto, like, onto the mast and along the part the sail hangs off of. No, all the boat terms. So that will be a dexterity check to help with the ropes that are up there while you stay precariously balanced.
Let's call it rigging? I don't know for sure.
You need to go up some rigging and do some things with some sails and some ropes. So okay. That'll be dexterity.
I can do that.
And then last but not least, it is a loud storm. Because storms are kind of inherently loud, there's a lot of yelling. And quite honestly, well, Harper is doing her best, as is her XO. This is a big boat, and they could really use someone who is making sure people are staying in order and not panicking up towards the front of the boat. So that'll be a charisma check. Who would like to take what?
Well, I can do fly up to the crow's nest.
Oh, that's true. That's better, really.
And that'll use my int.
Okay. So we got wealthy on crow's nest.
And I do have Sidroa, who I really am trying to remember is there. I do have Sidroa to help me with strength. So if I get tossed around.
Yeah. Okay.
Grix has a message and can like, now only help a little bit, but he can, he'll, Grix is also small and can run between legs and stuff. So he'll do the like organizing and message carrying.
Also, okay. He has the highest charisma.
Yeah. And so we have a wisdom and a dex left. The wisdom is spotting whales. The dex is doing sail things with sails.
I will take the wisdom.
Yeah, I'll take the dex.
Sure you don't want to trade?
Pretty sure.
Okay. I guess I'll just go down the list. Jesse, please roll for whale watching.
Another 20 would be great here, I'm sure.
I did not get a 20. I got a 5 plus 10 is 15.
Okay. And
the hopes that your dice rolling app was broken are out the window.
I'm going to collect everyone's rolls first before I narrow what happens. Wealthy, make your intelligence check, please. And add a d6 because you used fly. So you've bypassed some of the difficulties of doing this.
31.
Jesus. All right. Vons, roll a dex check, please.
It was going to be 29 before I added the 2 from the 6. So
is Vons level 9?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so. I was looking at my level on my character sheet and I forgot to update it. 28.
All right. And then Grix, make your charisma check and add a d6 because of the clever use of message.
Ooh, 30.
All right. So you all are riding through this roller coaster of a storm. Jesse?
Yep.
You certainly know there's one whale, and you catch two others as they approach and you're able to point them out to Harper. Whales are more maneuverable than boats, but it still gives her a chance to make it hard for them to hit you, and also a chance for the people who are firing arrows and or harpoons and or anything else they have at the whales to try to drive them off, a better chance to actually do their shooting and make the whales question their life choices. Wealthy,
mm-hmm.
You once again fly above this boat and do some spotting, which means that you're the one that manages to see after a little while in the far off. You kind of track where the storm seems like it might be a little bit weaker and guide everyone towards that, which means you have a better chance of getting out of here.
Cool.
Which is always nice. Vons.
What?
You do various rope things with skill and speed.
All right.
It makes the sails sail good.
Woo!
We all know things about boats here, am I right?
Boats!
Last but not least, Grix.
Yeah.
You have these people running like a well-oiled maintenance crew. Properly maintained maintenance crew, if you will. And you manage to keep everyone organized, you keep spirits up, you stop people from tripping over each other, and you, like, if someone slips, if someone suddenly gets pulled to, hey, please go throw this harpoon at this whale duty, you manage to keep it so that, like, nothing gets dropped or lost. So all of you work incredibly well through this storm.
Sweet.
And now I need everybody to roll a d6 for me and just tell me what you get.
A 1.
5.
2. 4.
All right. As you attempt to make your escape, the whales batter against the boat, but you are able to keep everything together enough to, well, frankly, to do something that's not very kosher out in our world, and you kill some whales. And you limp out of the storm. The ship is actually in okay shape.
Well, that's great news.
And more importantly, due to impeccable navigation, you are still relatively on course. So congratulations, you have survived the whales, at least this time. All right.
Cool. Yeah.
And you keep on heading toward Aia.
Yay.
I need one more D10 roll from everybody.
That's an 8 from me.
5.
1. You're welcome.
9.
All right. Grix.
Yeah.
Late one night, you're out on watch. You've taken the front end of the ship. And so you're sitting alone on a crate, just keeping an eye on the horizon, making sure nothing's coming.
Okay.
Which version of Grix?
Prime Universe Grix.
Okay.
Green Day Grix is currently disappointed his iPod finally died.
That took a really long time.
Sure, he was rationing it.
I gave him one of those energy crystals we got off the flying ship, and I think he's trying to figure out how to make a battery out of it.
Oh, man, I wonder if you just illusioned his battery full, if that would work. Never mind.
I don't think
man, it might.
I mean, because it only
it's just making the world that you want to believe in.
But I feel like you might have to understand at least roughly how the battery works. But
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nah, there's a reason to think it could happen. Probably require a net check, though.
It just, the illusions don't stay, though. That's the problem. So, I could illusion it full, and it would work while I illusioned it full. But as soon as I drop the spell.
Can you illusion the charger? And if you do, does the energy stay around?
These are all questions to have.
Yes.
But what would he plug it into?
I don't know. Just have a magically powered cable. Doesn't have to go to anywhere.
See, I think the juice has to be real.
I could see that. Anyway, Grix.
Yeah.
You're keeping an eye on the horizon.
Yeah.
And you blink, and there is no horizon.
Whoa.
In fact, there's a whole lot of nothing. You are sitting on a crate in a gray void. A familiar, though not here for a while, voice politely clears its throat next to you.
Yeah, don't do that.
And you recognize, was it Sprocket, the nickname you gave her?
Yes.
You're a representative from the old corruption.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? We gave you stuff. We sent you stuff. How's that?
Wrong right along.
What?
You gave stuff to your...
Oh, yeah. Acetan.
Yeah.
My bad. This is... Sprocket is the corruption...
Yes.
...emissary. Yes? Yep.
Yep. Who I believe you haven't heard from in a while.
Correct.
And may have thought was no longer there upon bailing out of your own brain.
Listen, there's a lot of people rattling around up there, so...
God, I would bet that you didn't even tell Jesse about this one.
Probably not. You know, what you did to those whales was very rude.
I'm sorry. What they were doing to us was real rude.
I mean, before the corruption thing, they did attack the ships of the wealthy, so you could say it's just old habits.
Is that a thing that people say about whales?
Yes.
Every creature has habits.
What the fuck are you all talking about?
I don't know.
Okay, so you really don't know the backstory? A bunch of...
No!
Okay, yeah, I know the yacht thing.
Well, I know, yeah.
A bunch of orca whales have been attacking yachts. It's great.
Okay.
They sunk a couple of them.
I haven't heard about this. Did this happen while we were on vacation?
No, this happened a while ago, though.
For like the last 6 months or so.
Oh, no, I have no idea. No, I haven't heard about this in any way.
Azores. After the off Azores.
Oh, okay. This is much further away than I expected.
Yeah, there's actually been some street art and stuff about it lately. It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, the orcas have joined the war against the rich. Mm-hmm. Literally, eating the rich. Although nobody's died.
You know, if I haven't learned about it from a DCL meme, I probably don't know any current events at the moment. It's a huge problem in my life.
Are you writing Supernatural fanfic?
No,
that's how the news happens.
No, that's how the news happens on Tumblr.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Never mind.
You see Castiel saying, "I love you." And then in the second frame, Dean is telling you what has happened. No, Kelly, I'm so sorry. I'm not writing DCL fanfic.
So like DCL's all like, yeah, Biden dropped out.
Yeah,
that was literally how a lot of people found out. like a lot of people. Oh, and also hilariously, that happened literally while we were on like an hour and a half connector flight on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Like we got off like
it had not happened.
It had not happened when we like
turned off our phones.
And then, you know, we landed and we're like, oh, okay.
That happened.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably not necessarily a bad thing. You get some immediate follow-up to the, like, mm-hmm. somewhat jarring news with a bunch of weird shit immediately mm-hmm. following it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Buffer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know about the whales attacking wealthy people, but whatever you say, sure. Do you have a reason for being here? Do you need something?
Well, I was going to offer that we could make it so you have safe seas in exchange for some things.
No thanks. We're good.
It's like you don't want us to ride along with you to AE and see what's going on.
You don't even want to know what things they want? Maybe it's just like easy stuff.
Yeah, I'm good. No, we're fine. We don't need that. I mean, the whales, like, I barely even raised my voice or got broke a sweat.
Did you just dare the corruption to make it worse?
Well, you're lost, but don't worry. I'm sure your ship will be fine. And you blink and you're back looking at a horizon again.
Man, whales are like the perfect thing to fight squid to. Wait, were they like orcas? Toothy whales? Or were these like the baleen guys?
They were covered in corruption. There was a storm. And they were not exactly hovering above the water for you to analyze their silhouettes. Their exact species is unknown, except that they were large.
Also, Jesse was the only one who was like really looking for them specifically, other than Harper. And Jesse doesn't know what the fuck a whale actually is, other than
big fish.
Big fish.
Yeah, you're like, hey, that thing I've seen. moderately too poorly illustrated, depending on how many printings removed from the original the book was.
I feel like Jesse understands that fish exist because she's eaten some.
But do they?
No, for sure not. No, but Jesse doesn't know that.
Well, on that note.
Do you understand what we're talking about?
Not a clue.
It's that there's literally, like, if you try to taxonomically define a fish, you kind of can't do it.
Oh, right.
There is literally no such thing as a fish, which is also an extremely good podcast about.
Do you mean it already exists, or do you want to make a podcast?
No, it does.
No, it does.
By the QI folks in Britain.
Yeah, it's very fun.
But all right. So, a few days later, the skies have lightened, the storm has passed. It's still gray and miserable, but, you know, it's the normal gray and miserable that you're used to down here. And that's when the bell rings from the crow's nest.
No.
Because land has been sighted.
Oh, okay. That's good. I thought it was another bad.
I mean, maybe you hate land. I don't know.
Rix has really embraced the...
land. What a hoe.
Okay.
Land hoe.
Well, let's just hope that he...
Never mind.
Yeah. Oh, sweetie
I'm
baby.
Sick. I'm so sick.
Oh, sweetie baby, you're so sick. You're like the sickest. I love you so much, you're so sick.
All right.
Okay. Well, let's just make sure that this is actually land and that we're not being tricked.
Vaughn, make a wisdom check.
Okay. 17.
Not a prime?
Not wisdom, no.
You suspect it might be a matte painting, but you can't prove it for sure.
Yeah.
It's a matte painting that they also did some, like, practical effects in front of.
Yeah.
So, you know, now he has to get all, like, paranoid about it and start, like, elbowing the captain. Like, I'm not sure that that's land. Is that really land? Are you sure that? I don't think that's land. I think that's, no.
Hey, Green Day Vons.
Yeah.
Your counterpart from this universe is convinced that the land you are seeing on the horizon is not, in fact, land. How do you feel about this?
Is this like that flat Earth theory I've been hearing about?
What are you talking about? The Earth is very clearly round.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know, but, you know, sometimes some sketchy people start getting all weird about the land and horizons and flatness and... Yeah, I don't know how it works.
Okay, man. Jesse has literally no idea what to tell you.
Yeah, well, Vons has no idea what's going on. He thinks it's a matte painting, and of course he can't communicate that accurately to a guy who's only half listening. And
But all right. Welcome to land.
Thank you.
Or at least being nearby land.
Bob, we looked to Harper. Was Harper, are we going in? Is this where we're supposed to be?
Are you all up for a little adventure?
Probably.
We're here. I mean, you know.
I mean, like, I came to adventure, so, like, yeah.
We are pulling into the southwestern port of port city. The issue is that it's been some time since I've been here, much less the rest of the crew, who are mostly pulled from other boats from the fleet. And have never been here at all, which means we don't know the status of any corruption presence here. Now, we could just take the boat in and see if we get shot at with siege weapons, but I thought it would be better if a few of us were to swim in and recon the city and see if we can pull in safely to the harbor or if we have to find somewhere else to park ourselves while the rest of us venture inland. So would you all be up for a little night swim?
No.
It's okay, we'll take the other Vons. He seems down for whatever. She turns to Green Day Vons.
Swimming? Nah.
Well, no, because like we have this like water-breathing potions. So it's not really like swimming. You can't like drown or anything.
But do I have to?
At the other end, you might get a chance to use that katana.
I don't know if katana's like water.
Sorry, Jesse, I spoke over you.
Oh, no, like, I'll teach you how to, like, take care of a weapon going in and out of the water. It's okay. You just gotta, like, make sure it gets dried and oiled.
Wait, why are we going on adventure?
To scout.
Oh, scouting, huh?
Yep.
main Vons is say, yeah, that's a scouting's always a bad idea. They always want to go scouting. It's terrible. You find genies and shit. It's weird.
Well, yeah, but like we also found out a second version of you. So like that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We always find like weird shit and then like new people. It's like a whole thing.
Wow. Like that was like real rude to yourself, man.
Yeah. Green Day Vons looks a little off put. It kind of feels like going now.
Fuck yes. This is incredible.
It is.
I know how to role play.
I know. You're not nearly as annoying as Vons is. I enjoy hanging out with you.
Well, fuck you guys. See if I share potions now. Tony Vons is all bitter. Huh? Where's the kitchen here?
You've been threatened at sword point instead of the kitchen at this point.
Go find it. Find some snacks.
All right. Green Day Grix.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the idea of going on an adventure?
I mean, we've been on the boat for a bit now. I'm cooped up. Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I'd be into it.
Well, it sounds like we have a crew.
Aye, aye.
And we all, you know, hit the T button and we wait for X number of hours until midnight.
Huh?
And everyone gets prepped up. Do you want to do anything special? I assume you all pass around a couple of water breathing potions.
Probably, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Actually, unless this Prime Universe Vons actually deny everyone water breathing potions.
How petty would he be?
For what it's worth, I'm pretty sure that Jesse didn't say anything.
No, that was Aaron.
Yeah.
No, that was absolutely Aaron.
At this point, he'd probably sell them to you. I don't.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll fucking buy a bunch of potions. We just got a shit ton of money. Money doesn't mean anything right now. Sure, I'll just give you a bunch of gold.
Pretty much means that. But yeah, he'd still sell them. Yeah, totally. Thing he'd do. Exorbitant rates, too.
What is your exorbitant rate?
I don't know. What would be an exorbitant rate for a potion? I feel like Vons might know that, but...
Why are you making Ian complicit in your assholery?
It's not my assholery, it's Vons's. I don't know what to tell you. And Vons would know this. I don't.
I feel like Vons has enough trouble with money. He might not actually understand what an exorbitant amount is.
You know, he might not. He might like just go way too high to be safe.
Prime Vons.
Yeah.
Make an intelligence check.
Ah. Oh, that's a D10. Here.
Like, he's already left the entire running of his business to his, like, 14-year-old sister.
Well, and his accountant. So, 19 plus... wait, did you say intelligence?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the plus one. That's on the prime. Plus, what level is Green Day Vons?
Doesn't matter, because you don't add both of them.
Wait, what?
On an intelligence check?
Well, sorry. I was having Prime Vons do it, so...
Oh!
19 plus your level.
Yeah.
Plus...
A bunch. It's like 29.
Okay. You remember that your water breathing potion costs about 10 gold for you to make.
Okay.
Exorbitant as you wish.
10 gold to make, and... like a fraction of a day, and... so double it, and then exorbitant is like doubling it again. So yeah, these are going to be like $40 potions, I think. He's mad now and he really doesn't want to go swimming.
Okay. So 40 gold, it sounds like.
And this is all shit that's going to just wind up circulating back throughout the party anyway.
Yeah, that's fine. How many do you have?
How many does he have? Shit. Didn't even think of that. Because that might drive up scarcity.
God, I hate it, right? I do so love when we make Capitalism Simulator 2024. And then we keep like increasing it. Like every year we just make a new one. Just a new Capitalism Simulator.
We're looking for water breathing specifically?
Yes. Don't forget that you had like fully like 2 days of potions that you were supposed to.
But we burned some getting off of that island or something, right?
No.
No. You made these after you were well and secure.
Oh, okay. Then these numbers are still the same. So yeah, he's got 9 on him.
Okay, so that's 360 gold.
Uh-huh.
Great.
Yeah, that's actually very little compared to what's in any of our coffers right now.
Compared to how much I currently have, yeah, that's nothing.
Okay, so Jesse buys up the whole stock. If you want to go and split them in half for all the people that are going, Harper says that she does not need one.
Okay.
Which means that other than that, there's Primeth is going to come too. So there's Prime Grix, Green Day Grix, Wealthy, Jesse, Green Day Vons, Primeth, and Harper. So if you spend 3, you will give everyone 4 hours of water breathing who needs it.
Okay. So I have 6 left then.
Okay.
And that put me down to, oh no, only 14, 13 gold. Ian, can you tell me again how many people who all is going? Harper,
Primeth, Green Day Vons, Green Day Grix, Normal Grix, Wealthy, and Jesse. Leave is 7 people total.
Yes.
Also, for flavor's sake, Primeth has been practicing with all the weapons that he has been given while you've been on this trip.
Does he want any pointers?
He probably spars with you a few times.
How is he?
Make a wisdom check.
That's an 18 on a prime.
He's good. He's not the best, but like, this is how, like, I'm guessing here, but you know, rangers are probably proficient in quarterstaff, right?
Oh, probably.
Like, this is how you can tell that he is trained and he knows what he's doing and is doing more than well enough. But this also, like, it doesn't have the same, this is a natural extension of my body kind of thing that you get when you get with someone who's very, very good with a given weapon.
Okay.
So like, can more than hold his own, but it's clearly not a specialty.
Okay.
Also, I imagine coming from a late 2005-ish Earth, there weren't really a lot of giant serrated swords kicking around. And that's probably required some adjustment.
Yeah, fair. We're going.
Yes.
Vaughn sold us a bunch of potions.
And you're all set, and you get your gear ready for water-based travel. And you don't do the cool Navy SEAL thing of falling off the side because you were falling off a tall ship, and that would just end very poorly for everyone involved.
Just land on your head. Yeah.
Yeah. Take some nice water impact right to the base of the skull.
Get barnacles on the way down.
Ugh.
I just watched the episode.
No. I aggressively hate that scene enough for everyone in any group that I am ever in.
Yes.
But all right. Was pretty gross.
I cannot unhear it ever, and it haunts my nightmares.
You jump off a boat in a controlled and safe fashion.
Thank you.
Enter the water. And you all start swimming to shore. You can all breathe underwater, so that should be fairly easy. But everyone please make a constitution check and add 2d6 to your roll. Also, real quick, because it will affect the result of your roll.
Mm-hmm.
Green Day Vons and Green Day Grix.
Yeah.
You've been here a hot minute, and you just did something very brave. Welcome to level 6.
Ooh, they're very excited about this.
I'm going to go find those stats, because I'm going to need them.
I'm trying to figure out how... Okay, I guess I... Character sheet work can happen later.
I was going to say, for right now, you're not leveling your HP or anything right now. This is just a... Congratulations, that roll is 1 higher than it used to be.
Okay, so are we doing this for each character?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a 28.
I got a 19.
I got 26.
Grix Prime got a 20. Grix Green Day got a 18.
Okay. So you all swim through the dark water at night and carefully make your way up the very edge of the waterfront of the city. You scramble over a lot of slippery rocks and even slipperier rotting kelp as you make your way up. and you tuck yourself behind some large boulders near the cliff face. The bay itself kind of has a cut down from the hills on each side, and then a wide sandy beach, and you're going up one side of it. And you go and you take a peek out at the port city, or at least what's left of it. Make a wisdom check, everyone who wants to see what you see.
Why would we not want to?
I don't know. Ignorance is bliss.
16 for me.
That's a 23 on a prime for me.
14, not a prime.
I'm sorry, I missed the thing. I was trying to read a thing.
Wisdom.
Wisdom check?
Wisdom to scope out the city.
Port. If you want to.
If you want. Don't feel compelled. Ian was very clear on this.
He didn't give you a fate point or anything.
I did all right.
Yeah, please don't give me fate points.
All right, well, how does 23 do? Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, yeah, wisdom is... You know, we should discuss a character sheet later for
all your stats other are Vons. Exactly the same.
Are you sure? I feel like other yes. Vons has slightly more charisma.
At least right now, all your stats are exactly the same.
Okay. Well, we're not adding anything to it. But
so it's just die roll plus 6 plus your wisdom modifier.
Yeah, 26.
Yeah. What's your wisdom modifier?
0.
Okay. So you got a natural 20?
No, die roll plus 6. Uh-huh. Oh, sorry, 23.
Okay.
Jesus. I'm sorry.
And then a Green Day Grix, how did you do?
Green Day Grix got a 14.
Okay.
No, excuse me. Green Day Grix did even worse. That 14 was prime.
Okay.
Even worse.
You scope out the city. And Green Day Vons, who I'm just going to call Vons for this adventure, you perk up your ears and you listen, and you just hear the sad sigh of wind through empty buildings. Jesse, you scan the city, and it is in surprisingly good shape, all things considered, for how old it is and how not populated it appears to be. These are buildings with, you guess, kind of a heavy-duty clay or brick walls, tile roofs, very open and airy in terms of window construction. You see lots of rooftop, what were probably once gardens and plazas and things like that. And at least from where all of you are looking and peering with all of your might, there appear to be no corrupted things here.
All right.
So.
Well, that's a relief.
I assume you're going to slip in closer, which means I need a dexterity check from everybody. Or if you happen to have conceal or hide slash move silently, you can roll that instead. For people that are choosing one or the other of the hide and move silently, just roll hide.
Okay. I have move silently and I have conceal in the wilderness.
Conceal will work here because you're working your way into the city.
Okay.
So fox folk have move silently and hide.
Yep. So basically everyone just roll a dex check.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Grix Prime did great, like a 28. Grix Green Day rolled a natural 1.
Vaughn's got a 16 on Prime.
Okay.
I want to use my fate point.
Okay, well, I might as well not have even done that. My hide was a 2 on the die.
It beats a 1.
Plus your level.
Yeah, but...
Which gets it to 11. And what's your modifier?
For dex?
Yeah.
1, 12.
And it's a prime, which means the base for success is 12. Unless you're rolling against something, like a success. Well, you'd be rolling against a challenge level, but even a 2 is sometimes worth it. That's all I'm saying.
Sometimes.
And then sometimes Green Day Grix rolls a 1. So.
Yep.
Did I say that I got a 25?
I'm not sure you did, but you have a 25. All right. You do extremely well, as I expected for Jesse, given that. Sneaking around in outdoor environments is something of her jam. All right, you all go and you start sneaking into the city. And Wit, real quick, roll me a D100.
Okay. 18.
All right. And Green Day Grix and only Green Day Grix, roll a wisdom check.
12.
Oh, not a prime.
Not a prime.
Okay.
All right.
You all make your way up the base of the cliff using the rocks as cover until you get to a point where you can slip onto the remains of the docks proper. This is a very hefty set of docks, and you can see that once upon a time, a lot of trade was clearly done here. You steal your way up an extremely wide and shallow staircase, clearly meant to get things up to the large road up above. Harper leads you all down an alleyway, nearby, and you start weaving through the city.
Mm-hmm.
There is sea, air, and salt, but luckily or not everything is made of metal here, and combined with how relatively dry it is, the city is incredibly well preserved. You know, most of these soft materials have still rotted away, but all the buildings and stuff are actually in really good condition, minus a few roof tiles or, you know, a window here or there. But it's the kind of place where if any of the lights were on, you'd expect to run into somebody the second you, you know, rounded a corner. But instead, it is empty and quiet. You are going to start going and scanning through the city as a group, but Harper does suggest that you all spread out a little bit, like within a block of each other, within yelling sure. distance, but just so you can get eyes on more of the city faster. And what you're going to do is you're going to sweep as a group up towards the top of the city, where there are four watchtowers spread across the top part that look down along the kind of wide, shallow slope of the city itself. And from there, you can both see all the way, you know, down to the harbor and out into the ocean, and you can see a good bit into the desert. And if you're going to find a place to keep an eye out, that's a good spot to be. So how do you all divide yourselves? There are seven of you. Either Frymeath or Harper are probably going to be the odd person out, probably Harper, because she knows the city and so can kind of make up for not having an extra pair of eyes. Sure. So how do you all pair off?
As tempting as it would be, we shouldn't be going with ourselves.
God, no. You're the only one who's got a self.
Yeah, going with ourselves leaves gaps in ability.
I think that Jesse will go with Green Day Vons, or sorry, with Green Day Gricks.
All right.
I feel like they would make a good team.
Yeah. Is okay. Frymeath there?
Yep.
Okay, then I'll go with Frymeath.
So your pairings are Green Day Gricks and Jesse, Green Day Vons, and Prime Gricks, and Wealthy and Frymeath. And then Harper rolling on her own. Okay. Now, everyone, you're going to be making your way through the city. I need one person in each group to make another sneaking check with dexterity. And I need one person in each group to make a wisdom check to keep an eye out as you guys travel through.
Can you go through the groups one at a time so that we aren't just yelling stuff at you and we know who's doing what?
Yep. Green Day Grix and Jesse, how do you divide your efforts?
Green Day Grix will be sneaking.
Okay.
And like leading the way.
Okay. And so Jesse's doing the keep an eye out?
Yes, for sure.
Grix, roll hide or move silently, whichever's higher. And then Jesse, just roll a wisdom check.
26.
27.
If we're looking at the city from the water, you guys came up on the right side of the docks. You two follow Harper for a good way as she sweeps you to across a huge chunk of the city and then gestures you up in the general direction, like points you to the tower and gets you most of the way over. So you're just going up the rest of the city and you start sneaking along. Jesse, keep a very sharp eye out, and Green Day Grix, despite your earlier blunder, you manage to, you know, make up for it and are getting the hang of this whole sneaking thing, and you slip through the silent streets and make your way to that watchtower. Green Day Vons and Prime Grix, how are you dividing wisdom and sneaking duties?
Vons is a pretty good sneaker.
Yeah, I'll look around.
Yeah, looking is wisdom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've probably got more.
Okay. Green Day Grix, roll a wisdom check, and Vons, roll a hide or move silently check, which I believe are the same for you.
Yeah. Ooh.
17.
Except today, apparently. Got a 5 plus a 6 plus 7, 12 on a prime.
Okay. Yeah, 5 plus 6 plus 1. Okay. And then, sorry, Grix, what was your overall?
17.
Okay. Vons, you're pretty sure you've got this. Or Green Day Vons, you know, you've seen movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to sneak.
Yeah, you use your toes. And you bend over and you do like the mantis or the T-Rex thing with your arms and hands. You lift your shoulders way up.
We can hear the little piano plink as you sneak along. Prime Grix, Green Day Vons, has a non-traditional method of sneaking, but it seems to work okay. You also do not spot anything of particular danger on your way up. And then Wealthy and Frymeath.
I will do some sneaking.
Okay, Frymeath will keep an eye out.
That's 6 on the die, 9. It is, 15, and my dex is a plus 1, so 16.
Okay. You are the ones going up the rightmost side of the city, and you've worked with this old man before, and you guys have maybe not a complete, you know, full flow going on with both of you working, but you do a pretty good job. And you make your way towards your tower. Jesse, you roll extremely high on your wisdom check.
Yes.
As you get to the base of your watchtower, you feel like something is off. Something is wrong. Not with the tower, but with like something going on in the city behind you. Can't quite place it, but it's like an itch on the back of your neck. You can't ignore it.
Okay.
Would you like to do anything in particular, or do you want to head into the tower?
I want to like, all I can think is do a vibe check, but
you can roll for vibe.
Oh, here's what I do. We've been sneaking, right?
Yes.
I want to take like a rock, and I just want to like, and it's like on a hill, right?
Yeah.
I want to take a rock, and I just want to like throw it like down the hill so that it like rolls down the hill and makes like a lot of noise.
Okay. Make a strength check to hook that rock.
That is a 15 on a prime.
All right. You hook that rock real good, and it goes and it clatters down the street. You manage to kind of arc it over the flat part near you and get it to slope, and it makes a lot of noise.
And now I want to like watch and like listen.
Okay. Make a wisdom check.
That's a 26 on a prime.
You think you hear the rock stop just a second too soon.
Oh.
It kind of clattered off down a side street, but like, you know, it had that rhythm where it was kind of, you know, slowly picking up as it slowed down its bounce and its roll.
Uh-huh.
But like the last like bounce and a half just didn't happen.
Like it sort of just stopped instead of like coming to a stop.
Yeah.
What did we say we were going to do if there was a problem?
It was mostly rolling shouting distance, so if one of you starts getting stabbed, the rest of you can run that direction.
I want to hide.
Okay.
And I want Grix to hide.
Okay. Jesse, roll a dexterity check. Do not add your level because you are now in an urban enough environment. Concealed does not apply.
Okay.
Green Day, Grix, roll your standard hide.
Okay.
Oh, that's really bad. That's a 3.
22.
Okay. Green Day, Grix, you...
Wait, I don't add my level, or I don't add my...
You don't add your level because conceal doesn't apply here, and you don't have hide as a class skill.
Okay.
So the idea is you can attempt it, but you can't add your level because your class doesn't actually train you how to do it in any way.
In the urban environment. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Okay. Sorry. Yes.
All right. You go, and Grix, I'm imagining you just kind of hucking yourself into a barrel, like closing the lid over you. But how do you actually hide in a good way?
I think I like there's like a high up drain spout kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I like clamber up and lay down in it. So just my head is poking out a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, you go and you hide in the drain. And Jesse, you duck around a corner and press your back against the wall. And you're definitely sure this probably covers you from all angles or something. You do your best.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
You and Frymeath enter the base of the watchtower.
Yeah, we sneak in.
And it is a steep climb through several levels. You make your way up the stairs, one level at a time. You have to cross over each level to get up to the next. You find old papers and a small bunkhouse and what was clearly a break room at some point. And you get to the level just below, you are pretty sure, the actual roof itself. Because you can see starlight coming in from the next stairwell and feel a bit of a breeze.
Okay.
And standing there,
oh God!
Stock still is a corrupted creature.
Oh Jesus!
Whoa.
With a nasty-looking sword.
Horse.
Green Day Vons.
Mm. Oh,
and yes. Grix.
Mm. Uh huh.
You have made it to your tower, and you two start slipping up.
Uh oh.
And getting in there, and both of you make wisdom checks. Vaughn, add your listen skill.
20.
Yeah. So I think it's 17.
Okay. Grix and Vons, you are stealing across this bunkhouse level when you hear a shift in a small closet tucked to one side, which means you do not keep going and do not get cut off from the exit when a very large corrupted creature that you're kind of surprised it fit in that closet, clearly had to hunch, comes out.
Okay.
Dragging with uncanny silence a two-handed club. And Green Day, Grix, and Jesse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Grix, you watch, and you aren't used to corrupted creatures. So it takes you a while to clock what's going on, just from your point of view. And the fact that you were pretty sure those were just shadows a moment ago, as from around the corner to Jesse's side, And around the corner, she has her back to two corrupted creatures get the drop on Jesse from either side of her, at least in terms of positioning.
Oh, gross.
Okay.
And we'll pick up there next time.
Yay.
Fudge.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our Blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute. Are you all up for a little adventure?
Oh, just a sec. Hold on.
And the two fox folk have just wandered off.
Yeah. Vons gets...
I expected that of one of the two of them.
Vons gets weird when asked to, you know, participate in things.
No, but like for real, like he doesn't like to go places. It's kind of shocking we got him to come here.
So we'll just agree on his behalf.
I suppose that works, although he should probably hear the plan.
Yeah, maybe.
If we're real quiet, maybe he'll come back.
What up? Sorry. Oh, Vaughn should have tried to sell you guys healing potions while he was at it.
Yeah, maybe.
Nah, having easy healings for cowards. They got this.
The next time that you need, like, help, I think Jesse's going to charge you.
Yeah, we'll just develop a mini economy within the game.
It seems like a really healthy dynamic we have going on in this group right now, you guys.
It's going to be real bummer for Prime Vons and they just decide to replace it with Green Day Vons.
Incredible how Vons has become an NPC. Semi-voluntarily?
Well, I certainly won't have to talk fast anymore. Just dress him up the same and tell Lucky he's the same guy.
No, I think Lucky would be like, I think Lucky would be like, no, I need you to take him away sometimes.
Yeah. Think she also might be like, this Bond isn't nearly as neurotic as my actual brother.
Yeah, she'd get suspicious right away.
No, I was thinking more like if Prime Vons like just went home
and stayed there. Yeah.
And stayed there. I think Lucky would be like, no, Vons is here too much now.
See, I was just picturing you guys just never let him back onto the arcs.
No, I feel like that's not the answer.
But what if it was?
I don't think any of us are that cruel.